You're listening to SBS News.
Demanding climate action in horrendous Glasgow weather, 100,000 people braved gale-force winds and torrential rain to take part in the main protest action of COP26.
It gives us hope that there are a lot of people here wanting to see change from our international leaders.
Aboriginal climate activist Ricky Dank joined young climate leaders from Pacific nations who were disappointed at what they see as a lack of ambition at the summit so far.
I think the statements have been weak. From the biggest emitters in our region especially, and in this case Australia, where I am residing currently. And I feel the message that Australia brought to COP was an insult to the Pacific nations and the work that the Pacific Islanders have been doing.
Greta Thunberg cancelled her planned speech at the rally, wanting to allow marginalised voices, like that of Ugandan climate activist Vanessa Nakate, to take the spotlight.
Leaders rarely have the courage to lead. It takes citizens, people like you and me, to rise up and demand action. And when we do that in great enough numbers, our leaders will move. Until then, we must demand that our leaders treat the climate crisis like a crisis. We must demand that our leaders stop holding meaningless summits and start taking meaningful action.
Simultaneous protests were held in London, Amsterdam, Paris, and Istanbul, serving as a reminder to leaders that the world is still paying attention to what's happening in Glasgow. In Australia also, climate activists took to the streets in Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth and Wollongong. At Sydney's Hyde Park, 22-year-old Samoan climate activist Miracle Temeretti says there is frustration that the Australian government is not doing more to help limit the impact of climate change on Pacific Island nations.
Rising sea levels, you know, they're actually rising at the moment and it's affecting our islands. Our people are losing their homes at the moment and we feel as if us being here today is allowing us to fight for our people and have our voices heard. There's so much going on and we feel like our people are just being pushed aside as minorities. Our cry today is that we are not drowning, we are fighting.
The marches mark the halfway point of COP26. There have already been some significant announcements made regarding the phasing out of coal and reversing deforestation. But it's thought that the trickiest discussions are going to happen in the second week, when consensus will need to be reached on how aspects of the 2015 Paris Agreement are put into effect. Climate finance is one area on which developed and developing nations are still some distance apart. COP26 President Alok Sharma says the conference has, overall, made progress. But he understands the frustration and anger coming from young people.
I think it is right that they make the point that, you know, as countries, as parties, as world leaders, commitments are made, but what they want to see is delivery. And this is the COP where we need to see the delivery. There were promises made in Paris. So if I may just paraphrase this, Paris promised, Glasgow must deliver.
But will it? This activist says she's preparing for disappointment.
You've got, like, politicians there who are sponsored by the big fossil fuel industry, do you know? They're not going to be able to do anything without losing all their money, so why would they do something?
Negotiators have a week to ensure COP26 isn't remembered as just another climate talk fest. Amy Hall, SBS News.